Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. I suppose... I suppose I should say, good evening, ukuleles everywhere. Well, it's great to be here at Albert Square once again. Because actually next week we've got a BBC prom at the Albert Hall, and that's going to be a really difficult gig. What an audience that's going to get, you know. So let's see if we can have some fun tonight. So are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin. It is a silly question to ask a promenader, isn't it? But nevertheless, we're going to begin.
Thank you very much. Now, I know many of you have brought ukuleles with you, but at this point we'd like to find out how good you are at singing, because we'd like you to join in with us in this modern folk song. Our version of this particular song is born out of our love of Simon and Garfunkel and our love of government destabilisation and our love of Aran knitwear.
No,
not me.
Just me. It's really warm in here, isn't it? Yeah, no wonder. So, if you know the words, please sing along. Here we go. Destroy passers-by, 'cause I wanna be anarchy. You know it, yeah. Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime, maybe. Make a wrong sign, stop a traffic line. Your future dream's just a shopping scheme, and I wanna be take it to the bridge. Whoa. You might feel sad for a while. That's because we got into a minor key. We'll get right back to anarchy in a minute. There you go. The many ways to get what you want. I use the best, I use the rest. I use the enemy. I use the ukulele and I wanna be anarchy. Even better. Let's do that redneck thing. The MPLA, or is this the UDA, or is this the IRA? I thought it was the UK of just another country. Help me out here, folks. Here we go. Last chance. Here we go.
I want to be.
That's it. Now for some advice.
Get pissed.
Good to see so many anarchists in tonight. Actually, I have been here before. I was here quite a long while ago. There have been one or two changes. I was in the gallery when I last came. Yeah. Freedom. And it was to see Black Sabbath. And it cost 5 shillings. I suppose I must have been on quite a long musical journey between then and now, back again. And this next piece is perhaps a suite. It's two musical themes put together. One's from Europe and one's from Britain. And yes, I know. And they both celebrate the excitement of travel. Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 3. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me introduce you to the bass ukulele. It is the future, you can't fight it. So, a song now about plagiarism that wasn't our own idea.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair. But her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through a sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view. Now she's hooked to the silver screen, but the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools, though they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in a dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show.
So I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every byway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be playing at this venerable institution, and so it seems entirely appropriate I should sing a song about another venerable British institution. I, of course, mean the films and books of James Bond. I've read all the books of James Bond, but I've never seen a James Bond film. This is a song from a James Bond film, and I understand from my colleagues that during the film, James Bond renders it most beautifully.
To follow that, I'm afraid. Well, this next piece is quite a poignant piece for me. You see, I thought I was going to be lonely on prom night, but no, look. There's 6,000 of you and many more at home, sitting by your sets. So, this is for all the teenage ukulele players out there. Gym class in half an hour. Oh, how she rocks in kit and tube socks. But she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to brings a gun to school and he'd simply kick my ass if he knew the truth. He lives on my block. He drives an IROC, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Listen to be fake. My lip starts to shake, but how does she know who I am, and why does she give a damn about me? I've got two tickets to Iron Maiden, baby. Come with me Tuesday, bring your ukulele. I'm just a teenage dirtbag,
talking to some people just before the show outside, and two of the people said to me, we are looking forward to your concert. We've been following you for quite a while, and we've been to several other concerts in the Prom series, and jolly good they were too. And I said, oh, but they're all real musicians. We're really trying to get the notes right. We're worried about it. And they said, oh, we don't come to your concert to see you get the notes right. which is some consolation when we come to this next piece of classical music, which is all about the magical happenings when the church clock strikes 13, the unholy hour. In actual fact, because the ukuleles have got so little sustain, we have to play 16 strokes of the clock. Thank you. Do is dub in the right notes when it actually is broadcast. Oh, is it live? Sorry.
Okay, the next one is a song about nuclear power stations in the green, rolling English pastures. I don't know how the temerity to sing it, really, but anyway, I'm going to have a go.
Thank you.
ancient time, walk upon England's mountains green, and was the holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen, and was the countenance divine shine forth upon our clouded hills, and was Jerusalem builded here among those dark satanic mills? Bring me my bow burning gold, bring me my arrows of desire, bring me my spear, oh clouds unfold, bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my sword sleep in my hand, till we have built Jerusalem on England's green and pleasant land.
Now, of course, these lights on, the lights have gone on inside the Albert Hall. This means, yes, it's your turn. So I think we do have nearly 1,000 ukuleles in the Albert Hall, and who knows how many across the country at their radio sets. But can we get everybody who's got a ukulele here, everybody, to hold their ukuleles aloft now? Fantastic. Okay, now just a little hush for 1 second. Can we all just say, all together, ukuleles aloft, I am a ukulele player.
I am a ukulele player.
Yeah, that feels better, doesn't it? Yeah.
I know how many holes it takes to fill the other hole now.
We should just say, of course, this is we're going to perform with you all a fragment of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, the bit that's known as the Ode to Joy. And there are words which Beethoven added to, but were basically Schiller. Everybody knows them. Things like, mortals join the happy chorus, which the morning stars began. All good stuff. But if you delve further down into the words of Schiller, you get this rather interesting bit where he says, join in our jubilation, and whoever was never able to must creep tearfully away from this band. Interesting, isn't it? Yeah.
So five times through. Ukulele's ready.
Don't mess with that dial.
Who'd have thought it, eh?
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Now that's what I call entertainment.
That was, of course, a setting of a fragment of Beethoven for 1008 ukuleles. We were rather hoping at this juncture to perform a traditional English piece of music, perhaps a seafaring song set to ukuleles, but we thought maybe we'll give them a rest and, in fact, do a classic English rock song.
Thank you for your interest.
Since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf and dumb and blanket sure plays a leaping ball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays my intuition, the divot counter's ball. The deaf and dumb and blanket sure plays a leaping ball. Sure plays a leaping ball. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. Does it?
We don't know.
What makes him so good?
We don't care.
He ain't got no distractions, can't hear no bells and bells. Don't see no lights of flashing, he plays by a sense of smell. He always gets a replay, I've never seen him fall. That deaf and dumb blanket sure plays a leaping ball. Has to be a twist.
Hey!
A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. How do you think that he does it?
We don't know.
What makes him so good?
Shut up in your face.
Even on my favorite table, he can beat my best. His disciples lean him in, and he just does the rest. He's got crazy flipping fingers, I've never seen him fall. That deaf and dumb blanket sure plays a leaping ball. Sure plays a leaping ball.
I'm very sorry to say, but I think this is, we've only got time for one more piece of music.
No, no, we have got to do it.
Jolly good. Well, this actually is a piece of traditional English music. Not quite sure of its origins. Well, we are really, but it's a very, very good old tune. And it could possibly be an instrumental piece of Morris dance music.
No, George, no, it just says Morrissey at the top.
Morrissey. Okay. No, no, no. Okay. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
25 years in the business of making people smile, this group has been going for. The Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. Absolutely delighting the crowd here at the Royal Albert Hall tonight. Such a great spectacle, only eight of them, just sitting in a semicircle, all wearing full dinner dress. And of course playing these absolutely tiny instruments. Behind all this humour, of course, there's a huge amount of skill. All of them consummate musicians. Back on stage holding their ukuleles in the air, gesturing to the crowd. She's ranked all around. Be a photograph of this event on the website, taken during that performance of the Beethoven. Here they come again. You're going to be able to see just how many ukuleles we did have here tonight, and all the different shapes, sizes and colours. Lots of different colours. Oh, we're going to have some more. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. You can't get out that way.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. Well, speaking about folk music, I've heard it said that there is in fact only one folk song and all the others are variations on that one. I'm not sure about that, but we think that in the realm of pop music we've found the two key songs that have germinated lots of other pop songs. Anyway, so we're going to do one of them here. To introduce myself, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for many years. I've stolen many a man's soul and faith. Just as every cop is a criminal. To meet you, can't you guess my name?
Where I'll be a better in miracles.
$6 in my hand. I'm waiting for my man.
You sexy thing, you sexy
thing. I will be king, and you will be queen.
You sexy thing,
and nothing.
Myself again, I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for many long years. I've stolen many a man
and you
soul and fame.
Would you marry me anyway?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The performers in the ukulele orchestra come from all over England, I suppose, is Britain, and only one of them, myself, comes from the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire. I'll get to the significance of that later, but I must say you've been an absolutely marvellous audience this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for coming along. In fact, as they say in the Socialist Republic of South Yorkshire, you've been a wonderful audience so far.
Nice but anyway, it's nice to see you gave yourself the clap you so richly deserved.
Because that's where I come from, arguably I'm the only one qualified to sing an old folk song from Yorkshire, and so here it is. It's a very old song on a traditional theme, which goes back centuries, and in fact it was written in the late 1960s by Kate Bush. Thank you. My jealousy too hot, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, but I love you too. Bad dream in the night, they told me I was going to lose the fight and leave behind my wuthering, wuthering, wuthering. Hi, Heathcliff.
Heathcliff?
It's me, I'm Kathy. I've come home and I'm so go, oh, 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 let me in your window. Oh, 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 Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
It's me, I'm Kathy, I've come home and I'm so go, oh, oh, let me in your window. Oh, oh, oh. Is there anybody here who actually used to wear a leotard underneath their school uniform in the 1970s? Surely not just me. Bit of Yorkshire now. Ooh, it gets dark. It gets quite lonely on the other side of the moors from you, Samuel Oglethwaite. A pinerite blinking lot, I find the old blooming lot falls through without thee. I'm coming back, love, cruel Heathcliff. My one dream, my only master. Too long I'm roaming the night. I'm coming home to his side to put it right. I'm coming home to Wuthering, Wuthering, Wuthering Heights. Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
It's me, I'm Kathy. I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in your window. Ho, ho, ho. Heathcliff.
Heathcliff.
It's me, I'm Kathy. I've come home and I'm so cold. Let me in your window. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, let me have it, let me grab your soul away home.
Come back,
let me have it, let me grab your soul away.
Could we not go to IKEA on the Sunday, like on the rainbow?
Let me, Kathy.